Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, I wish. There are some allergies that are more common in the summer and the fall, but in the winter, you're also prone to certain allergies because we tend to spend much more time in the inside of our home. So we're at increased risk of allergens such as pet dander, mold, and mildew.
But outdoor allergens, molds, the cedars, the grasses, do those go away?
They certainly decrease, particularly the cedar and the grasses. But the mold and mildew actually, they persist because if the leaves start falling, it becomes more humid, and it gives it a little bit more room for both of the mold and mildew to actually grow. Especially when the wind starts blowing, they can both pick up and people start feeling a little bit more of allergies.
What are the most common allergens in North Texas?
So the most common allergens are ragweed, juniper, mold and mildew.
If you're not subject to feeling those, you should be okay for a little while, especially if you're not dealing with indoor allergies?
Yes, particularly those. You should be at least a lot better, particularly like pollen, ragweed, juniper. Those are low currently, so you should be doing a lot better than your typical like fall or springtime.
Can you build up immunities towards allergies so they don't make you allergic any longer?
Unfortunately, you can't. The only way to do that is actually by getting what we call immunotherapy, which are allergy shots. Outside of that, if you have regular allergies on a seasonal time or even yearly based, medications are usually the only way we can treat them, but you don't really build up an immunity to them.
Aside from making us just feel yucky, are allergies dangerous to our health?
They're not particularly dangerous for people who don't have asthma or other similar conditions like COPD. For those patients, they can be definitely triggers for an asthma attack so that it can be dangerous for them.
For the outdoor allergens, as we mentioned before, a hard freeze will get rid of them for a while. But if the weather starts to get more mild, will they return?
So as it starts getting a little bit more mild, they can return as well. So if you look online and look at the allergens during that time of the year when it's getting a little bit warmer or even during the winter, you'll see that certain pollens and certain allergens are higher depending on the temperature changes.
But if the temperature does stay in the colder areas, mm-hmm. that the air is just going to be a bit clearer for most people.
For most people, yes.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.